Alrighty. Good evening. My name is Laricia Simmons. The congregation that I am a member of is the Roxbury Church of Christ in Roxbury, Mass. I've been a Christian since I was about 14 or 15, so it's been a long time. It's been a long learning journey. I wanted to take the time out today to talk about my battle with control. I have experienced many situations due to me not having self-control over my emotions, over my worldly habits, and my struggle with trying to control others. These have ultimately led me to dealing with worldly depression, anxiety, and stress. So today, I plan to discuss how I was able to come out of my depression and how I am able to continue managing my anxiety and stress through God. So as a child, we learned that we can't always do what we want to do and when we want to do what we want to do. So it's important that we learn how to control our emotions during those learning phases, because if we don't, then we gain bad habits that are hard to break when serving God if they aren't aligned with His word. And so I've had to learn how to break these worldly habits, and it is hard, very hard. The worst thing about having worldly habits is these habits are based on opinions and selfishness. So there will be times that you find people who are of the world, and whether they're in the world or in the church as well, that will support you in these bad habits. And this ultimately led me to being forced to surrender to God. During times of depression, when I moved from Alabama to here in Boston in 2020, it was very difficult for me. It was very different for me because my family in the South and I are very, like, we're very, very close. And it's a lot of family. Both sides of my mom's side and my dad's side are both in the South. And so there was always somebody who I could pop up on when I was bored or busy or just to hang out or to get together and do something. It could always be at the drop of a dime, or we were always planning. It was just always me and my family. When I first got here, I was farther away from people in my family, and the group was a lot smaller. And so when there wasn't a time where I could hang out with them or they were doing things, they already had stuff planned, or there were other conflicts that were occurring. So I had to learn that my family here is different from my family in the South. And I had to learn that that's okay because all things work for the good of the Lord, which is in Romans 8:39. And I also had to learn how to love my family for who they were and not trying to control them, and to make them into who I wanted them to be to fit me. And so I had to think, like, how is that in accordance to God's word? And it wasn't. It's not. So during that time, I dealt with trying to control my family and wanting them to be who I wanted them to be. When they weren't that, it caused me anxiety, it caused me stress, and it ultimately led to depression. I was also in a relationship with someone who wasn't in the church. And instead of me trying to build a relationship that was centered around God and through God's word, it was centered more around worldly emotions and lust. And this ultimately led to an end, and it hurt. It hurt bad. I wanted to make this guy love me the way that I loved him. I wanted to help him, quote unquote, to see why we should be together, even though I was the one that broke up with him. But my helping was me trying to control him. I felt terrible. I had a great job. my own place. I had no kids. I was traveling, and making really good money, but I was still felt unloved, unwanted, and lonely. But this was the lie that the devil used to cause my depression. And I always tell people that the devil will use anything, to try to get you to go against God. And I always say, like, you know how you can have a piece of paper that can slide under the very edge of the door, and you can have like that little piece of corner of paper. The devil will just, as long as he can grip it and slide it and get, he will use whatever he can. He's desperate. And so, during that time, during COVID, I wasn't reading God's word and only listening to sermons on Sundays. And that's if I wasn't falling asleep because they were online. And so I have learned that if he's not of God and he doesn't want you, if it's not of God and God doesn't want you to have it, or he doesn't want you to have it at that time, meaning that it's not in his plan for you at that time, or it's not in the order that he wants you to have it, he'll take it away. So, what you know, we have to realize is that God's will always be done. God will always have his way. And as I stated, his will is going to always be done, and he tells us that in Numbers 23:19. And so I've another issue that I've had within control is I've always had an issue with someone in leadership at almost every job that I've ever had. And it always occurred after about a year of working at that organization. I am a very hard worker, and I take pride in doing what is right. And when I feel that I am being taken advantage of, I rebel, and I rebel hard. Especially after I have tried to quote unquote fix the problem and get an understanding as to why they are treating me unfairly, or when I try to be the team spokesperson to quote unquote help this leader get along better with the team. It just, you know, that's when I continue, like, rebel. Now, this is not an as uncommon as a lot may think, because there is always and has always and will continue to always be issues with someone in leadership and people who are on their team or people around them. But my issue was how I was handling the situation. And so it would cause me stress, anxiety, and depression, which is also discussed in Proverbs 12:25. And I had to learn how to build better relationships with leadership and learn how to deal with leadership when they were wrong, and how I couldn't rebel, because me rebelling, how is that giving glory to God? How is that showing that person, that leader, that human being that I'm a Christian? So my biggest issue is that I was always trying to quote unquote help, which would be control. I was always trying to control them. I was always trying to control people to fit me so that I wouldn't ever have to change and be uncomfortable. And when your help starts to affect your emotions in a way that leads you to treating them in an ungodly way, then your help has now become control, right? So because if you are really trying to help someone, like if you think about it, if you're really trying to help someone, why am I getting upset or irritated or allowing my emotions to become all out of whack because someone doesn't want my help? Like, who am I? Who am I to be feeling like I'm just God, or just the best person alive, that this person should be receiving my help? Even if they continue to come and talk to me, even if they continue to come complain and discuss with me what's going on, people don't have to take my help if they don't want to. And another issue that I was running into was trying to figure out why someone is doing what they are doing to me. When I was being a good person, I was being Christian up until a certain point to them, which also may have been an issue with overshadowing my Christianity, because a lot of times people don't really look at you and what you're doing right because of how you respond. And so your response overshadows your Christianity or my Christianity. But trying to know why that person is acting the way they do is not my job. Me trying to figure this out caused me major anxiety because I would think about this all day. I would go through 50 million scenarios in my head. My mind would be racing all day and all night, so I wasn't sleeping. And then when I would wake up, I was tired, I was upset, I was exhausted, and I was unprepared, which once again led me to becoming depressed and stressed. So how is this aligned with Psalms 55:22 that talks about me casting my burdens to the Lord? And it doesn't. So my selfishness and my terrible relationship with control that I was refusing to, whether it been knowingly or unknowingly, let go of, led me down a continued path of destruction. And it was the same path every single time, the same path. I would be doing good and the same thing would happen. And so I finally had to look at myself and say, it was me. Even though I was being this good person, it was me that was responding in a different way to them when something changed. And so I was finally tired of taking the long path to give God his glory. I finally decided to take one of the billion detours that God provides for us, and I surrendered to God. We're always going down this long path of righteousness and our journey to surrendering to God and giving God his glory. And we refuse to take the short route. I refuse to take the shortcuts to God, which is following his word, obeying his word. And because of that, I was continuing to experience the same disappointment, the same level in my career. There was no growth. The same level of mental health, even after I went and sought professional help from a doctor, and even the help that I received from them would only take me up to a certain part, and I was stagnant once again. But when I finally surrendered to God and I was able to let go and really get in God's word and have those relation build that relationship with God and have those times of fasting and have those times of committing to church ministries, I was able to finally find some peace. I had to stop asking why and instead start asking what is next. And so, even within that, making sure that my what is next is me responding in a Christian way and according to God's word. So, I am still on this journey of learning how to let go of control. Whether it be my self-control, my emotions, or me trying to control others. But being that I have been working on improving it and building my relationship through God on this topic or this thing, it has become a lot easier for me, and it's easier for me to give those burdens over to God. It's easier for me to pick up my Bible when I'm having a tough day. It's easy for me when I do feel stressed out or something is on my mind and my mind is racing at night for me to open up my Bible instead of thinking about something that I can't control anyway, because at the end of the day, God's will is going to be done. And so, why am I worrying about something that God already has planned or that He already has said so on? And so, when I open up my Bible on those nights or during times of stress or high tension or anxiety, the good word. God's goodness, God's love, God's grace and mercy is what lifts my spirits, because I am so unworthy of His grace and His mercy, but He continues to love me anyway. And so I just also wanted to go through a couple of the scriptures that I mentioned during the devotional. So I mentioned Romans 8:39. All things work for the good of those who love the Lord. Numbers 23:19. God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said and will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not fulfill it? Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and I shall succeed in the things for which I sent it. James 4:10. I didn't mention this one, but this one definitely applies to me needing to remain humble and thankful, so that I don't encounter much as much anxiety as well. So James 4:10 is humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. Proverbs 12:25, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. And Psalms 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. And so in all of these scriptures, I hope that they help to encourage someone who has or is going through what I have been through and what I continue to push through. Because God is a good God and He's a righteous God. And if we just follow His word and do what He says, then it'll be so much easier on us. We don't have to take that long path. We don't have to take that long road. There are so many shortcuts on that road. And that also shows God's grace and God's love because there is a shortcut at every corner that we encounter on this long path that we could take. And so I want to thank you and I pray. And I hope that what I have said encourages someone and it helps someone. And it helps you to reject the devil and continue to just be the Christian that you are. And don't worry about why people do what they do. Just continue to be the Christian, because you know why you live, you know why you do what you do, and it's for God. So if someone does something and you respond in a way that's not of God, at that point, we should ask ourselves, now why am I doing what I'm doing? So, thank you. That is it.